This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
Amen. The year I see increased favor, 2018. Thank you, Sal. I love you. 2 Peter 1:2. Now, notice that the word increase favor. I want to establish, number one, why we can have increased favor. Number two, why we need favor. Okay? And then how to access favor. How many think that's a good plan? First, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Now, after I'm through today, Pastor Jason's going to come up here, and he's going to give an application. And we're going to take our tithe and our offering. Thank you for those who are tithing. It's because of you, and I mean this most literally, because you're tithing, these doors stay open. If you quit tithing, it wouldn't be very long to where we would not be in business. Thank you for not just coming and tipping God, but tithing to God. Thank you for being faithful. If you miss a week, you come and you give your tithe that you missed last week. Thank you for being faithful to God, and thank you for tithing here. Because that's why we want to do small groups. We want more people to minister to your needs. We want them to see you in the hospital. Not see you in the hospital, but if you're there, go see you. I want to make sure I got that right. We want you to have somebody to call and talk to. Somebody say amen. Amen. Being the church. 2 Peter 1:2. I want to talk about increased favor. Say the word grace. Say favor. What I intend to establish is that they are one and the same in Scripture, in the New Testament. Grace, favor, and peace be multiplied. Say multiplied. The word is plethuno, and it actually means increased. Increased to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So let us read it this way. Favor and peace be increased to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow, say grow, but grow in grace, favor, and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory now, and forever. Amen. Notice that it says that we are to grow in increased favor. We are to grow in favor, to grow in grace, okay? The word charis is the word for grace. The word charis is also the word for favor. When you see that Mary was highly favored amongst women, the same word charis is used as it is here when it says grace be multiplied unto you. So if Mary was highly graced, then we can have multiplied favor. You understand what I'm saying? They're one and the same. And the Bible does this. It uses the same word, favor and grace, interchangeably. Anytime you see the word grace, favor is involved. Anytime you see the word favor, it's because of his grace. That's where we get the definition for grace, unmerited favor. Okay? Now, what does favor mean? I'm going to give you a compilation of Hebrew words and Greek words. The word chen in Hebrew means to be gracious and kind. That is what the word grace means, or favor means, in the Old Testament usage of the word for grace. Chen. Gracious, kind, yatab, to benefit you, to find favor. That's what the Hebrew means when you see the word grace. It also translates favor. Ratsa, the Hebrew root, it means to satisfy a debt, approve of, consent, to pardon you. The word grace in the Greek New Testament, the Old Testament is written from the Hebrew, and Greek is where we get the original text in the New Testament. The word, as I've already said, charis, C-H-A-R-I-S. It means to be liberal, liberality, gifts. What does favor mean? It means benefits. It means gratitude. It means joy. It means pleasure. It means favor. God says, when I want to favor you, I want you to have liberality. I want to give you gifts. I want to give you benefits. I want you to be grateful for it. It's my gratitude because you love me and serve me. I give you joy. It's my pleasure to give it to you. What? My favor. God wants to give you favor. Say, God wants me to have favor. Plus, there's one more word, and that is the word keratu. It means highly favored. to grace, or in other words, to endue with special honor. Now, what I'm introducing to you is levels of favor. Now, I can prove to you and will prove to you that when you were born again, favor came into your life. How many of you already know that? How many know the greatest favor you ever got is that you got forgiveness of sins and freedom from condemnation? This power is with you. This favor is with you. Everywhere that Joseph went, they could see the Lord is with him. They could see it because the benefits of favor followed him. The grace of God followed him. No matter what they did to Joseph, he ended up on top. If they enslaved him, he became the leader of the slaves. If they imprisoned him, he became the leader and the premier of the nation. Oh, somebody say amen. If they enslaved him, his slave owners ended up bowing before him. His brothers who sold him into slavery ended up bowing before him. Pharaoh, in essence, and Potiphar, in essence, ended up bowing before him. Why? Because when you are full of favor, you become an heir and not a slave. Hallelujah. I don't get what I get from God because I deserve it. I get it because he's my inheritance. I went from a slave to sin to inheritor of all my father has. When I was born again, I was endued and imbued and covered with favor. And that favor's with me. I just need to access him. Somebody say amen. You'll never earn it, but you can position yourself to flow in it. Are you with me? How many of you are hungry for favor? How many of you want increased favor? Okay. Hail. I didn't say hell. I said hail. That's not a southern cuss word, okay? Luke 1:28. Can't believe I said that. Hail. Thou that art highly favored. This is the angel talking to Mary when he tells her, you're pregnant. Okay? Now, some of you have just been told, in essence, by God, I'm getting ready to make you have another child. And you're saying, I don't want one. But God says, you need something new. You need some inheritance. You need some blessing. You need a legacy. And what I'm asking you to birth in my kingdom will bring all of those things. But you have his favor to do it. He says, hail. Thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, Mary. Blessed art thou amongst women. The scripture shows that there are levels of favor. Mary was not just favored, she was what? Highly favored. There are levels of favor. I'm going to prove it to you over and over again. You need to grow into what God has already planned. Now, how many, you know, you can stay where you are, but how many of you know if some is good, more is better most times? How many of you know that more of God is better than some of God? Amen. We just got to overcome the flesh to get to the more of God. See, so now, hear this. Of the millions of women on the earth in those days, God picked out a young lady and said his favor was that which would distinguish her above all other women. He, God, said, I want you to have more favor. I want to give you an elevation of my blessing and my love. Okay? Additionally, look what God did for Jesus Christ, his son. When Jesus came, he put off his divinity. He was completely God, but he was completely man. He gave up his powers, his insight, his knowledge. Are you listening? Now get me. And his favor. But when he came to earth, God says, it's all available to you, son. But I want you to grow in favor and wisdom and knowledge so you can show my sons and daughters that if I do it for you as a human being, I'll do it for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see the scripture, and Jesus increased. Say increased. Hallelujah. Multiplied. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and what? And in favor with God and men. Gifts will come to you from men. Men will bring gifts into your household, into your bosom. God is going to cause people to bless you. God wants to favor you, but men will also favor you. This is the plan of God. Why did Jesus have to grow in wisdom and knowledge? I said it once, so I'll say it again. So that God the Father could show us through Jesus Christ, human being. He was Son of God, but he was Son of Man. What does that mean? He was the Son of a Man. He was the Son through humanity. Are you listening? He was a Son. He was a human being. And God is saying that as the Son of Man, I'm going to bless you, son, so I can teach my children how to be blessed. If you can grow, they can grow. Jesus was like you, and he was like me. And God taught him how to grow in favor. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Jesus grew in favor, so can we. There are progressively higher levels of favor available to the body of Christ. Do you want more of those levels? I'll tell you this. As for me and my house, as for me and my house, we are going to experience more favor than we've ever experienced before. This is not a sermon. This is a word from heaven. A month ago, God began to lead me, and I told my son, I need to have a time of prayer. I need for us to have a time of moving into God. And I said, but I'm going to talk to Pastor about it too. And I talked to him. He says, here's what I see. And so this Sunday, he is preaching the same message I'm preaching. He's preaching the same word I'm preaching, and it's going out to all of our churches. And this Wednesday night, as I said, we're going to be here. And Pastor Randy's going to be preaching to us. And it's going to be one of the greatest meetings we've ever had. Why? Because he is going to show us how to grow in favor. But we're going to position ourselves for favor by this message and what we're going to do this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Can you say hallelujah? Why do we need favor? Number two, why do we need favor? Because you cannot fly higher in life than the favor of God enables you to. See, it's not something, well, that's an extracurricular. I don't know if I want extra bonus points. I'm blessed enough. You selfish critter, you. Number one, you're blind as a bat. You need more favor. You just don't know it. You're living beneath your privileges, and you'd have been inebriated by the lethargy of the demons that sit on your shoulder and tell you you don't need to do anymore. You don't need to have anymore. Oh, I got news for you. You need to have everything God's got because he's got plenty more for you to do. If you're depressed, you're not living in favor. If you're blind in terms of your future, you're not living in the light that his grace brings, his favor brings. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Apostle Paul said, why do we need his favor? He said, for this reason. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by grace, say favor. But by the grace of God, by the favor of God, I am what I am. And his favor to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I. Say, yet not I. But the favor of God that was with me caused me to be able to work longer, work more profitably, do what others couldn't do. And it is by his grace that I prosper. You may have got where you got before you got saved, but ever since you've given your heart to God, you're a candidate for more favor than you can yet imagine. What eye hath not seen, what ear hath not heard, what hath not even yet entered into the heart of man, God says it's already prepared for you, and I want to caress it to you. I want to favor you with it. Dreams that are in your spirit to do more than just what you're doing. Resurrection. Restoration. Birthing. Progeny. Legacy. Progeny means you've got children's, children's, children. What eye hath not seen, what ear hath not heard, it hasn't even yet entered into your heart. And that's quite a heart. God wants to open it up and give it to you. Your time here is not wasted. It's preparation for the future that he's already seen. It's a fact. All we need to do is, everybody say, access his favor. Paul was saying, I work more than everybody, but the reason why I can work more than everybody is because he's favored me to do so. Hello? Hello? That's how come you're able to do, even in your born-again state where you're not even really fully, say fully, fully aware of what you're capable of, everybody say, in him, the God in the Joseph and the God in the David and the God in the Peter and the Pauls is the same God that's in you. You've attained what you've attained, but God says, if you'll just let me begin to work in you, he says, I'm going to show you things you've never dreamed of. Hallelujah. This is the year that I see. This is the year that I see. A lifetime of labor is not comparable to one encounter with his favor. Do you understand that? You can labor all your life, but one touch from the master and it surpasses everything you've been able to do. One touch. That man's been able to work on his job for decades and decades and decades. And it remains to be seen all that God still has for him. And the reason why you've been able to do it, you were at a place in your life where your health was breaking, your home was broke up, and everything was destroyed. But one touch from the master and favor. And he is rewarded one in the man and all the nation of his company. He's awarded the highest honor because he's never missed a day of work. Hallelujah! That's the favor of God. One day, I guess, when the baby was born. Yeah, well, we'll let that go. You get what I'm telling you. I have the health that I have because I have been serving God. And he has favored me. You want health? You want healing? You want longevity? Serve God in the way that he's called you to serve. Hallelujah. I don't know why I could pick on this family so easy today. In a good way. Hallelujah. God wants to reveal to you in times of what we're going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, things that you haven't thought of yet. If you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah. If you place the appropriate value on divine favor, it will take you places. It will make a high flyer of any dummy. That includes me. Devil tries to make you feel like you're stupid. He's stupid. He wants you to make you think that you're like him. You're not like him. You're like him. Anytime, any place, anywhere, he can make you fly high like an eagle. Enough of this. Bop, 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 bop. You're flying high and swooping down and getting the fish and going up and saying, I rule the sky. Say, I'm an eagle, not a turkey. Not a chicken. Who ever heard of anybody eating an eagle? We eat turkeys and chicken, but oh, we stay out of the way of those fly high eagles. Favor turns mourning into dancing. For his anger, Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger, his displeasure, his frustration at you, it only lasts a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. I didn't say it, he said it. Look at it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Devil tried to kill you. He tried to kill my loved one. He can't kill you. You're still here. Why? You're full of favor. I got work to do. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. He can turn your mourning into dancing. He can turn your trial into joy. He can turn your trial into and your tribulation into the joy, into a party light. You know what? I was blind, but now I can see. Hallelujah. I was poor, but now I'm wealthy. Hallelujah. I was sick, and now I'm well. Hallelujah. Oh, I was bound and depressed, but now I can see, and I'm full of the light of Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to the person next to you and say, I think he's either anointed or crazy. Say, favor. Oh, God. I'm going to skip Daniel. Favor. Why do I need favor, you ask? Look at the present day conditions. The enemy's not going to quit attacking you. But greater is he that is in you. It's time we got some more of greater is he than what he can, than what the enemy is trying to throw our way. It's time to emphasize Jesus. It's time to emphasize the Spirit of the Lord that is upon me. It's time to let the anointing that destroyed yokes and remove burdens come all over me and everybody that I see. Somebody say amen. Amen. The anointing destroys yokes. It destroys them and removes them. I call fear destroyed and removed. I call lack destroyed and removed. Everybody has experienced lack. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Now throw it away. It's removed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Favor will remove those things. Anybody need a financial miracle? Don't raise your hand if you don't. Do you need a miracle? I found out this week I owe several $1,000s that the company didn't take out of my insurance policy. But you know, I'm not one bit worried about it. You know why? There's money in the bank to cover it. But if there was no money in the bank to cover it, my Jesus would cover it. Because I have the favor of God on my life. And I'm nobody. I'm somebody. I was a nobody, but now I'm somebody. You listening to me? Huh? I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. My name's not Terry Green. I'm Prince Terry Green. My father, hallelujah. You've heard of William of the House of Windsor? I'm Terry of the House of God. Terry Green, House of God. I'm a prince. He's my king. Oh, somebody give the Lord a praise. You're an heir. You're an heir. You got a legacy. Oh, you don't know the hell I've been through. I sure as heck do. I've been in part of that hell. You just waddled around in it a little longer than you needed to. I don't see you what you used to be. He doesn't either. He sees you what he created you to be. This is the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm going to reign as a prince. You're going to reign as a princess. Say it out loud whether you feel it or not. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. There's evil everywhere. There's lack everywhere. There's sickness everywhere. But the Lord has much more for us. And it started right here. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal those that have broken hearts. He has sent me to proclaim liberty, freedom to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind and the sick, to set at freedom those who are oppressed and depressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. We understood everybody, all those, but we didn't quite get the last one. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. The word acceptable means, translated, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. The word acceptable means favor. That's what it translates. It means favor. Acceptable is translated favor or desire or pleasure of the Lord. Are you listening? And Jesus said, when he says, to proclaim the acceptable year, he says, I not only give you healing, I not only give you deliverance, I not only give you freedom, he says, I give you favor. And then he said this. Then he closed the book. I love it. I love it. I love it. He says, all you heathen Jews out there and all you Pharisees, you think I'm just some prophet and used to be a carpenter and you think I'm a false prophet. He says, I just said what happens from here on in. He shut the book and he says, now it begins. And from that moment on, favor has been available to every son and daughter of God. And the devil and all his demons cannot stop it. Hallelujah. 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 Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. You know what I like that? He says, today, this will happen if you hear it. How many of you got an ear? Shake it. Carol Burnett, come on. You kids don't even know who that is. Well, if you do, you don't laugh. You're old. You're not old. You've just got more years. Everybody's got an ear. I didn't tell you to put it down. Come on. Everybody's got an ear, and you're hearing. But you know, the Lord is talking, and some of you aren't hearing with your heart. He says, this day is this fulfilled, this favor is activated in your life if you can receive it, if you can hear it with your heart. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're going to access our hearing in our hearts. Some of you are already on fast. Some of you are on Daniel fast. Some of you are going to fast this week. That's what I've called you to do. I didn't tell you at the beginning because you would have shut me off. You're more concerned about that cheeseburger than I am, and that's pretty concerned. Because I'm really concerned about cheeseburgers. You start talking cheeseburger, I get real serious. Because I haven't had one in months. Listen to me. Some of you are going to, I'm calling this house like Esther did the Jews and like Jehoshaphat did to Judah and saying we're surrounded by enemy and I'm tired of being whipped up and slapped down and I'm tired of doing without and I want more than my favor that I've got now. I want to grow like my Jesus did. Somebody say amen. And the Lord is calling us to a simple fast. He did it in the book of Esther. He did it in the book of 2 Chronicles. He did it over and over again when it was time for the disciples to go and be sent out. They got together, they fasted and ministered unto the Lord. And when they did, God spoke. When you fast and when you praise him, God speaks. When you want direction, you just get before the Lord and get alone with God and cut your appetites out and focus. Say focus. All this fasting and prayer is going to be this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's going to be simple. Say simple. Say simple. It's going to be doable. And God says, that's what I want. He says, all of this is going to cause you to be able to hear what I've already got planned for you. Some of you are going to give up. Some of you may be ready to do more of a heavy fast. You may want to just go on water and juices from sunup to sundown for 3 days. Some of you may want to do it the whole 3 days. But you know what? Most of you never fasted a day in your cup and picking lives. I mean, you start a fast in breakfast, it'll be over before lunch. And if you determine in your mind you're going to fast in the flesh, not with God, not with the proper motivation and hope at the end of it, I'm telling you, when you fast, favor comes. And I'm going to prove that to you in Scripture. But you know what? Some of you start lunch and you start fasting before, just in your own flesh, get ready, you're going to eat 3 of the biggest meals you ever ate in your life. Because you're not going to have the willpower. You're not going to have the Holy Ghost power. But I got good news for you. If you truly believe in your spirit that what you do will cause the desperation to be over and cause the joy and the blessing to come, the answers to manifest. Oh, I've got my eyes on the prize. I want you to think of it, guys, just like it was the girl of your dreams. And you said, I don't need to eat. I just need to kiss her. I don't need to eat. I just need to hear her voice. You know why? Because you knew there was something at the end of that rainbow, baby, that you were born to enjoy. I have news for you. I am born to enjoy the rainbow of God's blessings, the myriad, the variations of God's blessings in my life, health, healing, deliverance, wealth, ability to give, ability to be a giver because I have more than enough for myself. How many of you are tired not having the energy because sickness robs you of it? Greater is he that is in us. Some of you are going to start out by fasting chocolate. And some of you would rather fast cheeseburgers than chocolate. You're weird. But if that's what God asks for 3 days. Now, you think I'm being silly and trite. God wants you to start where you're at. Some of you can fast half that sandwich. Some of you can fast one meal a day for 3 days. And then he wants you to pray. You know, you can pray without fasting, even effectively. But you can never fast effectively without praying. Because really what the fasting does, it clears your heart to get a clear focus on him. And may I suggest something? It's not actually a fast, but I believe that it accompanies and it facilitates and it embellishes a fast. Why don't you fast media for 3 days? Dear God, fast it while you're praying, for God's sakes. Turn the terrible phone off while you're praying. Get off the media while you're praying. Turn off the TV while you're praying. Woo! Turn off the TV for 2 hours. Turn off that Facebook. Oh, now you've gone to the holy place. Don't tweet for 1 day. He had to ask. God's not mean. God just wants you to himself. Because favor comes. You with me? Say, I don't know if you can fast for favor. Esther did. I'm closing. Esther did. Oh, gosh, I'm through. It's zero. I won't go into Esther. I'll just tell you this. She said, if I go into the king, I could die. She was married to the king, but nobody went into the king. And she needed an audience with the king because Haman was trying to destroy her and kill her and all her family, the Jewish people. He wanted to create a Holocaust. And Mordecai says, you're the one. If you don't approach the king, there's nobody. There are people in your lives, if you don't approach the king this week and you don't seek his favor, there are those who you love who will suffer because of it. But the goodness of God is worthy of your time. She did approach him. She says, I want you, though, if I'm going to approach the king, if I approach the king without being invited, the law was anybody who did would be killed. She says, but if I'm going to approach him, if I die, I die. You know what I love? She was so desperate because she realized it was up to her or her whole family and her whole king, her whole race would die. They were literally going to kill every Jew in the kingdom, and it was the known world. And he had the power to do so. Powers existed that wanted to destroy. Powers exist that want to destroy you and your family, but you have the key to God's favor. She says, if I'm going to go in there, if he stretches out his hand and I'm not invited and I come in anyway, if he stretches out his hand, the rule and scepter and the authority of the king says, I favor you. Come. She said, but if I'm going to do it, I want you to fast and pray with me for 3 days. And they did. And when she went into the king, he looked at her. He says, I've been waiting for you. Not only will I not kill you, but you come in. He loved her. He chose her. He didn't care whether she was Jewish or Greek or Lithuanian, whatever that means. You know what he said? When she came in, he says, what would you need of me, my queen? When you come into him, he says, what would you need of me, my daughter? What do you need of me, my son? Up to half my kingdom is yours for the asking. The only difference between the king and our father is, he says, I won't give you half my kingdom. I give you access to all my kingdom. And she saved the nation. She saved the people. Favor comes when we come together and fast and pray. Jehoshaphat, they came together and fasted and prayed. They positioned themselves. And he says, now, because you have sought me, when you fasted, I spoke to you and said, you won't even have to fight this battle. I believe God wants us to come together Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and he wants to speak to you, and he says, you're not going to have to fight this one. I'm going to fight it for you. How many believe it? Lift your hand. Let me see your hands. I don't care whether you live here or you live in South Carolina. He's here, and he wants to bless us. I need you to get off the sideline. I need you to get into the game. I need for us to win. This is what I see this year. It's not just for this house. You're the house. How many of you are with me? Let me see your hands.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.